Good morning, everyone. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I'm thankful to have a few moments together in the study of God's Word. This week, we're talking about some things that happened at the very moment that Jesus died. We mentioned yesterday that when Jesus died, the Bible says the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, Matthew 27 and verse 51, and this, of course, symbolizes that we now have access to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. His flesh serves as the veil through which we pass, and we can pass from here into heaven itself if we will simply apply the blood of Jesus Christ to our lives by our obedience to the gospel. The second thing that happened when Jesus died is the Bible says that the earth quaked. In Matthew 27 and verse 51, it says, "Behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked." Can you feel that? Imagine being there. Jesus cries out with a loud voice. He bows his head, and the earth quakes. But I want to suggest to you that there was a greater shaking going on than just the earth shaking. In Hebrews chapter 12, the writer of Hebrews is talking about how the Old Testament law was given, and when it was given at Mount Sinai, and literally the earth shook. But then he talks about that we are receiving something now that cannot be shaken. He's talking about the giving away of the Old Testament and the coming of the new. He says in Hebrews 12 and verse 25, "See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but I shake also heaven." Now this yet once more indicates the removal of the things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. The Hebrew writer says that in that shaking, there would be a removal of things that can be shaken. For example, the old animal sacrifices were done away with when Jesus died. The ceremonies of the law were done away with. Circumcision was done away with. And God is basically saying, I am going to remove the things that can be shaken, and I'm going to bring in a kingdom which cannot be shaken. When did that happen? It happened when Jesus died. We still hear the same thing from time to time today. A person comes in from work and says, "We had a shake-up at the office today." And what they mean is that certain people were removed from their place and they were replaced by others. There had been a shake-up. Some things were changing. And when Jesus died, a shake-up took place. There was a removal of all of those things back there in the Old Testament, and there was the bringing in of a kingdom which cannot be shaken. And so we see that in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 25 through 29. We are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. And that means something when people go back to Psalm 150 to justify instrumental music in our worship today. And we say, well, wait a minute, that was before the shaking. Or someone says, well, why can't I be saved like the thief on the cross? Well, that too was before the shaking. All of those things were before the coming of the New Testament. All of those things were before the coming of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We are now in the kingdom of Jesus. A shake-up has taken place. That leaves the question, when the earth shook, was that symbolic of this shaking that was taking place in heaven, where a new order was coming in, the Old Testament giving way to the new? I don't know for sure about that, but I do find it interesting that as this shaking of earth is taking place, the shaking of the Old Testament and the bringing in of the new was happening at that very moment, at the moment that Jesus died. We invite you to the worship services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet at 9:30 on Sunday morning for Bible classes for all ages. At 10:20, we have our regular worship service. And again, at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoons, we have our evening worship service. On Wednesday night at 7, we again have classes for all ages. A friendly welcome always awaits you at the Oakland Church of Christ. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.